Well, hello there. I was beginning to worry. Almost wondering if I should file a missing persons report. What took you so long? That figures. I recognize that defeated look on your face. Hey, where do you think you're going? No. No computer right now. Get over here. I told you to get over here. If I let you on the computer, I know exactly what is going to happen. You will just sit there for hours, listen to music, drink too much, and read about how fucked up the world is, leaving your mistress to sleep by herself in this big, cold bed. I won't let you do that, not tonight, so get your ass over to this bed right now. There. Good boy. That wasn't so hard, was it? And isn't this comfortable? Being here in my embrace? See? I told you. Mistress knows best. And I know that you know that this is what's best for you. You were probably just too tired to realize it yourself. Have you been a good boy today? Did you take your meds this morning? Have you been drinking enough water? What about eating? Have you fed yourself? Well, that's good at least. Were you hungover this morning? I don't know. You might have been able to sneak a few drinks when my attention was elsewhere. So, what is it then that has you feeling so gloomy today? I know. The world is a shitty place, filled with even shittier people. No, you're not one of those people. But here, in our bed, there is only you and me. And I am very happy that you are here. No matter what you think of yourself. And not only does that sort of thinking hurt you, it hurts me too, because I love you. If anyone else had talked about you the way you talk about yourself, Mistress would have to give them a black eye. There, there. Hush now. Shh. Nuzzle into my chest and just take in my scent. Breathe in. And out. Good boy. Again, in. And out. Feeling a bit calmer now. Now, give me a kiss. Like I said before, the shit that goes on out there can't get us in here. I won't let it. Well, I can't do much about what's going on inside your brain, but I might be able to distract you from whatever it is that thing is doing. You know, I've been in that bad place too, before our worlds collided. I know how dark it is, and how deep it drags you down. But you have to realize and believe that there is so much more to our lives than that, and that it is possible to overcome the blockades you've put up for yourself. And when you do, the possibilities are endless. Put the two of us together, we could rule the entire fucking world. Yes, baby. The entire fucking world. But don't get too power hungry. Remember, this will be a matriarchy, and you'll still answer to me, all right? Good boy. But for tonight, I promise I won't push you too hard. However, roll over on your back. This feels like home. Me on top of you, keeping you in my control, like the good little plaything you are. No touching yet. Who told you that? Let me just put these curious hands above your head. Oh, it's so nice to feel your whole body relaxing under me. I see that my marks on your neck have worn off. Let me fix that. There, branded as mine again. And you only squirmed a little bit. You have a very pretty face, you know that. It's really hard to choose whether to kiss it or sit on it. Decisions, decisions. Oh no, you don't have a say in this matter, sweetheart. I'm a little bit tired right now, though. But the night is not over yet. So for now, kisses it is. I'm gonna let go of your hands now, but don't let them wander too much. Okay. Slow down now. Let's relax a bit before things get out of hand. So, come here. Snuggle in. Nuzzle my chest again while I hold you tight against me. Good boy.